The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Yes, it is back. It is that time of the year. Bake Off back on our screens tonight. And I'm delighted to say joining me now, Mark Lutton, former contestant on last year's Great British Bake Off. People will remember Mark from the North, who lasted until Japanese week. Is that right, Mark?
I did, yes. I made it until week six last year. Yeah, until Japanese week, where unfortunately it just got the better of me. Yeah.
How was it? How did you find the whole experience last year?
Oh, absolutely fantastic. An amazing experience. So it's great. I think I'm going to watch it this year, obviously, with a lot less nerves. Obviously nerve-wracking, but sort of equally exciting as well. Last year I had, you know, an incredible time being part of it. Amazing. So I'm really looking forward to getting to know all the contestants this year.
It was so strange last year, I'm sure. The experience, I'm sure, is strange if you speak to a contestant any year on Bake Off, being part of this kind of cultural touchstone it's become almost in this part of the world. But given COVID, you were all in a bubble, is that right, for the entire filming?
Yeah, so they've done it differently last year. So we all went into a bubble together, for sort of the length of time that you're in the competition for, really. So obviously for people who made it to the final, they were obviously there an awful lot longer. But I was in the bubble for about 5-6 weeks. We were all living together, so all the Beckers, all of the people who work tirelessly behind the scenes on Bake Off as well, there was, and all of the hotel staff and things, so we were really lucky, I mean, to be able to be part of it last year. I think there was times when we thought it wasn't going to happen, and not really seeing a way for it to happen. So I think it was incredible that, you know, it went ahead. And I think this year they've done it in the same way. They filmed in a bubble again. They filmed a little bit earlier this year, I believe. And then, and the contestants, I think, have been able to have that same experience as us and an opportunity really to bond with everyone. And an amazing time both in and outside of the tent, really.
How accurate is what we see then on our screens at the end? I mean, when you went back and watched it, was it as you remembered it, or, you know, were there times it was more or less dramatic?
Obviously there's a lot of filming, so the filming days are long, you know, then there's an awful lot of footage captured, so I don't think it's ever going to be be able to show everything on TV that happens. But the sort of feeling that you get watching Bake Off, you know, it's like a really comforting TV show. You know, it brings a lot of joy to the nation. And I think being part of it, it really felt exactly like that. I remember the first moment walking into that tent and just being a little bit, you know, blown away by the fact that I'd watched this all these years, and walking in there, it did have that absolute magic that it had when you see it on TV. So totally exactly the same. And I mean, I think that's what's lovely about Bake Off as well, is it never really feels like a competition. It just feels like a lovely, you know, everyone's just doing their best and you're just sort of wanting everyone to do their best. And that's why I loved it, and that's why I applied to go on it, you know.
It's interesting because last year, you know, some of the narrative around it was that compared to other years, it really seemed like you were all rooting for each other. Now, generally, people do get on well in the tent. There's not much evidence of huge rivalries or falling out. But there was a real sense of rooting for each other and being disappointed when somebody left. I mean, was that real? Was that accurately captured?
Oh, totally. I mean, it was heartbreaking moments when people went home. And I think that's the hard bit about it, is that it was a competition, but it really never felt like one. We were all from totally different, you know, walks of life. We all had different day jobs. We're all so different from each other. But, like, you know, having baking in common, you know, really brought us all together. And I think we had been through a process of, and this is what lots of people, I suppose, don't realize while watching the Bake Off, is that before you even step foot into the tent for the first time, you've already practiced all of your recipes, you know, for the full duration of the show at home. So doing all of that in isolation, just knowing that there's 11 Beckers out there sort of doing that as well. Whenever you do meet, it's like an instant bonding experience, you know, because you've all been through that together. And then obviously in the tent, you know, it really is the contestants against the judges, I would say. You know, you want everyone to do their best. And I'd say we all definitely are are very close from it, and yeah, all still very much in touch.
What's Paul and Prue like?
Oh, you know, Paul and Prue are great. I mean, they keep their distance, I would say.
Oh, really? They're a bit standoffish.
Well, no. I mean, they're more like they didn't interact so much outside of the tent because I think they wanted to remain impartial.
Mm.
So most of the interaction with Paul and Prue was inside the tent, obviously as them as judges and things. So I learned a lot, learned tons from both of them. And, you know, they give loads of great advice and support. And I mean, Noel and Matt as well were just always there to support and, you know, were sort of shoulders to cry on when things got a bit difficult, you know.
So you're looking forward to this year's series again?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah. Yeah. Starting in just a few hours. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. I think I'm going to watch it through. Yeah. A bit of a different lens this time. I think I'm going to enjoy it an awful lot more than last year.
I mean,
watching it back.
Is there really an extra element of tension in the room on Bread Week?
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. I mean, it's really hard. Bread Week was without doubt felt the most pressure. Yeah. I mean, making bread for Paul Hollywood is not something many people get an opportunity to do. And he is incredibly critical because he knows what he wants and he knows if it's not right. And I think for a lot of us, for me in particular, bread came a little bit later. I mean, I started off with cakes and things and, you know, I've been baking bread for not as long as I've been making other things. So definitely felt maybe it was a bit of a weaker area for me. So you definitely feel that on Bread Week. Yeah, you do feel it. And I think there'll be, you know, whenever Bread Week is this year, the contestants will definitely be feeling an immense sense of pressure that week.
People who've never watched it are thinking, what are these two lads on the radio talking about? The pressure of baking bread on the television.
I know, the pressure of Bread Week. I know you need to watch it.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't know what we're talking about, you find out by watching Bake Off. It starts tonight on Channel 4. Mark Lutton, who, of course, got until Japanese Week, the week 6 of Bake Off last year. Mark, an absolute pleasure. And I hope you enjoyed the series. As much as I hope to enjoy it myself over the next